This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live, where the mission of this program is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you in caring for your elderly loved ones. We provide you the facts in an educational way, and there is no other program like this one. I'm so proud of that. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really and truly appreciate it. As always, if you have questions about the program or how we can help you and your family, here's our toll-free number. You can call at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, operators are always standing by to take your call 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online, Senior Care Live, LIVE, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. We do a lot of communications through social media, so you don't want to miss out on that. Also, before we jump into the program, we have a great program today. You will definitely want to stay tuned. You're going to learn a lot. But before we go there, let me just throw out another couple of quick save the dates. So we have two free educational events coming up. The first one is at Sylvester Powell Community Center in Mission, Kansas. It's going to be Thursday afternoon, November the 3rd, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're calling it a senior care symposium, and we're going to be talking about long-term care insurance and how to remain independent at your home, when to consider moving to a care community, what do the care communities offer, and then we're going to bring it home, wrap it up with how do you pay for all of this. It's all free of charge. We'll have beverages and snacks. Again, Thursday afternoon, November the 3rd, from 3 to 5. And we have the link up now. You can click on a link, and it'll take you 30 seconds to register. Just go to the website, SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the Educational Events tab right there on the front page, and you can register for that. And then another one, we're going to have our special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. He will be our featured speaker and presenter on Wednesday, November the 16th. This one's from 9 a.m. to noon at the Matt Ross Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. And look, if you have been touched in one way or another by Alzheimer's or dementia, you need to be there. It's just that simple. This is free of charge. If you're some of our friends in healthcare, you'll have three free continuing education events. And that's, my wife's an RN. She loves that, right? If, and it's also appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. So if you're caring for someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia, you need to be there. You will receive a certificate of completion and attendance. Again, you can register for that online at seniorcarelive.com featuring Dr. Jeffrey Burns. It's going to be fantastic. I look forward to meeting you there at the event. All right. Without further delay, want to introduce to you my friend and special guest today, Mr. Kerry Hall, president of Benefits by Design and America's Healthcare Advocate. He has an awesome radio program. It's right after this program, Saturdays. Kerry, you're on Saturdays at noon on 98.1 FM. Is that correct?
I am. That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right. And if you want to reach out to Kerry, you're going to want to, by the time you listen to this program, 913-385 2224 913-385-2224. So, Kerry, what is today the beginning of?
Today is the beginning of open enrollment for Medicare. So all those out there that are chronologically challenged and are wanting to make a move into a Medicare Advantage plan, let me be clear about this. It's open enrollment for Medicare Advantage plans. So if you want to enroll in that brand new blue, well, actually it's not brand new, it's, this is second year, Blue Cross and Blue Shield's Blue Advantage program, or the Coventry Advantra program, or the Humana program where it's available, you can do that from October 15th through December 7th, which is what? Pearl Harbor Day.
That's right. That's
See,
right.
You have to be chronologically challenged to even know that. Okay. So I wasn't around for Pearl Harbor Day, but nonetheless, I know that's when it is. So October 15th to December 7th, and then the window closes and you're done. You cannot move after that. So
and you're stuck for another year.
That's correct. So yeah. If you want to move from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, so let's say you wanted to move from Humana to the new Blue Medicare Advantage plan, you could do that. Or if you want to come off of a Medicare supplement, a Plan F, or a Plan G, you can then move off of those onto the Medicare Advantage plan. One other thing, because I got an email on this the other day after one of the shows.
Okay.
You cannot move people from a Medicare Advantage plan back to a Medicare supplement unless it's medically underwritten. Now, there's one minor opportunity there that's a little different, and that is with some of these carriers, if you started out on a Plan F and you went to a Medicare Advantage plan, you have 90 days if you want to move back to a Medicare supplement without underwriting. 90-day window. And not all the carriers do that, but some of them do. So that's the only exception to the rule. People get confused by this, and I want to be really clear. If you're aging in and you pick a Medicare Advantage plan, you're not moving over to a Plan F a little later on in life because you want to move to a better benefits plan. It's medically underwritten. We had two clients the other day. One had cancer. The other one had a heart issue. They were 80 years old. They're going nowhere. You're staying where you are because you'll never get through underwriting for Medicare supplements. Medicare Advantage plans are not underwritten. You can move around, go from Coventry to Blue Cross, Blue Cross to Humana, whatever the case may be. You can do that, but you cannot go from the Advantage plans to the supplements without going through underwriting unless you qualify for that one narrow window.
Oh my!
Is that thoroughly confused the daylights out of everybody?
See, this is why we're talking about this, because this is incredibly confusing.
Yeah, it is.
It's horribly confusing. So let's cover some of the basics here. Who is eligible for Medicare Part A, and what does Part A mean? What does that cover?
Well, first of all, you're eligible for Part A when you turn 65, or if you are qualified through disability to go on Medicare. So what is A? A basically covers catastrophic, covers your inpatient hospital, etc. So that's A. And here's the deal, folks. You don't have to sign up. Thanks to President Clinton, you no longer have that choice. They make it for you. You used to be able to opt out of this. You cannot do that anymore. You are signed up for Part A the day you turn 65, or if you get through disability, if you get Medicare, you're automatically enrolled in Part A, and you will get that little red, white, and blue card in the mail that says you're part of Part A Medicare.
And that's your hospitalization.
Correct.
That's all the big stuff. Surgeries, all of the, that's your general health insurance.
Yes, it is.
And your catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so let me ask you this. And I thought about this, as we were driving here to the studio, a lot of people who are technically retired continue working. And what if I want to work till I'm 68 or 70? Do you have to take Medicare, or do you have to go to your employers? How's that work?
So what happens then is your group plan in the Medicare A becomes secondary, your group plan becomes primary, and that's the way it works. You actually have no involvement in that at all. Your employer makes that notification to Medicare if you choose to work. The question is, and this is where people really get confused, Part B, and when do I sign up for B, and why would I sign up for B? So let's go to your point about I'm still working, and I think I want to get Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You would not sign up for Part B if you had employee benefits. But if you're getting ready to leave and you're going to retire, we always tell people 90 days before you're ready to leave, sit down, talk to us about what your options are.
Yeah.
And then 60 days before you leave, sign up for Part B online at cms.gov. Once you have A and B, you then qualify to buy a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Clear as mud.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right. Carrie, we do a lot of myth busting here on this program, and there are so many myths. So we're talking about Medicare today. We'll talk about a couple other things later on in the program. But here's the myth, Carrie. Well, and I've heard this, I'm telling you 1,000 times if I've heard it one time. Well, Steve, you know, when I need to move into a nursing home for long-term care, I'm covered because I've got a great Medicare plan. Medicare's got me covered.
So okay, so you've only heard 1,000 times?
I think 1,010 maybe.
Let's see, I've been doing this 17 years. I've heard it 17,000
okay,
times.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So it is a giant myth.
Okay.
Okay.
So set us straight.
Yeah,
I'll set you straight.
Okay. There is no coverage. You've got 100 days that you qualify for a skilled nursing facility. And you're not always going to get 100 days. You may get 60 days, 90 days, whatever. At the end of 100 days, if you haven't made sufficient progress, you're done, you're out. Okay, it's 100 days of coverage. That's the way that works. It does not give you unlimited nursing home benefits, whether it's assisted living or a skilled nursing facility. You have 100 days. That's it. After that, you're on your own.
And that is a maximum of 100 days.
That's a maximum.
And typically, you never come anywhere close to that.
No, you usually die before that.
Well, where I see people getting close to that, or maybe their full 100 days, someone who has suffered a stroke, and it's a very long recovery, and you're getting speech therapy, occupational therapy, et cetera. Usually, you're getting 3, 4, or 5 weeks, and that's what that is. So, folks, I mean, hopefully that will sink in, and hopefully that helped you out. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So right after the break, we'll continue our conversation on Medicare open enrollment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay up for 100 days of rehabilitation after a hospitalization at the following types of senior care communities: A, assisted living; B, skilled nursing facility; C, memory care facility; or D, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by at 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's super simple. Go to SeniorCareLive.com and just click on the Listen Live button, and boom, you're in. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Now listen up. It's not a trick question, but it's a tricky question. Medicare will pay for up to 100 days of rehabilitation after a hospitalization at the following type of care community: A, assisted living; B, skilled nursing facility; C, a memory care facility; or D, none of the above. And the answer is B, a skilled nursing facility. Right. So a skilled nursing facility is basically a nursing home that is certified by Medicare to provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, as well as skilled nursing services after a hospitalization where the individual is an inpatient. That's really critical. Not there for observation. Some funny business going on there. An inpatient status for a minimum of 3 midnights. Carrie, this stuff gets complicated.
Oh, it's very complicated. Yeah. But you know what? You can always go to a government website and all this information is up there. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so easily accessible. So easy to understand. Good Lord.
I love it when clients come in and go, I went to that website and I'm more confused now than I ever was.
No.
Why?
Kidding. No.
It's government. Hello.
So, folks, if this is flipping your switch here, if you need help trying to wade through the alphabet soup of Medicare, call Kerry Hall and his team. I know the folks, they are very good people. They service the Kansas side, the Missouri side, regionally and nationally, frankly, but they're located right here in town in Overland Park, Kansas. So call our friends at Benefits by Design, Mr. Kerry Hall. Also, he's the host and creator of an excellent radio show, a talk show called America's Healthcare Advocate. But here's the phone number, 913-385-2224, 913-385-2224. And today is the first day of Medicare open enrollment.
It's the kickoff.
You only have till December the 7th.
How
many people call you on the 6th?
God, you must be reading my mind. I did this in the broadcast last week when I said, please don't call me on the 6th. If you haven't made a decision by the 6th,
forget it.
I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because it happens every year.
Every year.
We had one last year that did it, and one of my guys took it and tried to get it through. They got it through, and then the carrier lost the paperwork.
Oh.
And, it gets worse. They had medical claims, and it took us 3 months to unwind that mess. This was Transamerica, who are very difficult to deal with.
Yep.
It took 3 months to unwind that mess and be able to get the claims taken care of. And we will not do it on the 6th. If you haven't made a decision by the 6th, then you're going to be on your own.
Call someone else.
Thank you.
Right. Or go online because keep what you
because
have.
Because what happens is the carriers get jammed up with people trying to get this stuff through.
Yep.
And then we have that situation that occurred last year.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
And then it turns into a nightmare. And that man had $37,000 worth of medical bills.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And he had documentation that he had coverage. Well, the carrier didn't have it.
Oh.
Sorry, we don't. Oh, you know how we finally proved it?
Yeah.
I had the facts. When we faxed over the information, I had the receiving fax number from the carrier. And luckily, I don't know how the girls had the document,
yeah,
and we proved it and made them reissue the thing.
Uh-huh.
And that was the only thing that saved us. Was we had that.
It took you 3 months to unravel that, which, by the way, that's a perfect segue into, don't go online.
Oh my God.
And do this. Kerry, I love your new commercial. Okay. The blah, blah, blah. So
yeah.
Don't go online. Guess how much service you're going to get if you go online trying to buy any of this.
But you know what? I'll save money by going online, right? No, you won't. It's the same price. Have us do it or you go online. But then if you get in a jam like this, nobody's there.
They're not going to help you for 3 months finding a fax and proving it and forcing the insurance company to backdate everything and cover $37,000.
You're going to get the 1-800 I don't give a damn number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Or like you said in your commercial, here's what you're going to hear. Blah, blah, blah. It's like Charlie Brown's teacher, like wah, 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 right? It's the same thing, right? So anyway, all right. So
part B.
Let's talk about part B. Because, all right, so part A, your hospitalization, surgery, all the big stuff. So what is part B and why do you need it?
Doctor care, doctor visits, primary care visits, specialist visits, labs, x-rays, preventive, outpatient surgery, all that stuff is
medical
covered.
Equipment,
all that's
ostomy
covered under,
supplies,
everything.
All that stuff.
Under part B. So if you have A and B, then here's the other one.
You're covered, except
you're responsible for 20% of the balance of the medical bills covered under B. And guess what? There's no cap. So if you had $200,000 worth of medical bills, you would be responsible for 20% of that out of your pocket if you didn't have a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. And that's what the Medicare supplements and the Medicare Advantage plans do. They cover what Medicare doesn't cover and, in a lot of cases, enhance the benefits by giving you more than what you would have under Medicare.
Paying for copays and deductibles and all that stuff.
Yeah. So it's important to understand that the Medicare A and the Medicare B, you still have exposure out there, and it's an issue.
What does a Medicare B cost these days?
Typically, it can run anywhere from $94 a month to, I think, then it's income graded at that point and goes forward. It can go as high as $200 or $300 a month because it's income graded.
Yeah.
So they base it on your income. It's $94 a month, I think, now is the bottom tier, and then it goes up from there.
And I think a lot of people are gonna qualify for around $100.
Probably. Then it comes out of your Social Security, or you pay it directly. And if you pay it directly and you get the first bill and it's three times the monthly premium, that's because the federal government likes to get paid in advance.
Ah.
So they send you a bill for three months. Right. And you pay that, and that always happens if we get the calls. Oh my God, I got a bill that's $300.
$300. Yeah.
Actually not. It's 3 months because the feds like to get paid up front.
That's ridiculous. So they're,
well, that's how they, that's only fair, isn't it, that they get their money up front?
Well,
we get your first Social Security check, you get 3 months up front, don't you? Oh, no, you don't. I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
Gee whiz, I go, losing my mind again.
I know. Okay. Well, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Carrie, I can't believe these shows go so fast when you and I get on the radio here. I want to talk about in depth about these supplement plans and the differences between, you know, an F and a G and all that stuff, because I think it's very confusing. Let's talk about that in the next segment. So just as a quick review. So you have Medicare Part A. Everyone's automatically
enrolled
in this thing, right? And we'll talk about Advantage plans later too, because I want to touch on that. But then you add Part B, and
have to enroll for that, okay, yourself on Medicare.gov.
And if you don't, you're paying out of pocket for labs, X-rays, MRIs, doctor's offices, blood tests. I mean, it's crazy, right? So you got to do that. It's around, you know, $94-$95, and it can go up from there based on your income. But then we're going to talk about the 20% that Part B does not cover, and we're going to get with that. We're going to talk about that right after the break. But hang on, we're talking to Mr. Carrie Hall, President of Benefits by Design and America's Health Care Advocate, 913-385-2224, 913-385-2224. Don't go away, we'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss any of the episodes of this program, Senior Care Live, or you think, you know what, I wish so-and-so would have heard that, no worries at all. If you miss it or someone else misses it after the fact, you can go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then they'll all be there for you. You just click on the little button, and boom, you can listen to it after the fact 24 hours a day. It is really that simple. All right, back to my friend and special guest, Mr. Kerry Hall, president of Benefits by Design and host and creator of an excellent radio program. You really need to check it out, America's Healthcare Advocate. It's on the FM side, the sister station of this, of KMBZ at 980 AM. It's on the 98.1 FM dial at 12 o'clock noon, and it's called America's Healthcare Advocate. Kerry does a great job of this. And look, if we're ringing your bell on this Medicare stuff and you're like, listen, we have questions, I think we need to make a move, whatever you have, call Kerry Hall at Benefits by Design, 913-385-2224, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. All right, Kerry, let's talk about these Medicare supplemental insurance policies. We just talked about Medicare Part B pays for your doctor's offices, your MRIs, your labs, your x-rays, your medical supplies, your ostomy supplies, I mean, all of that stuff, but they only pay 80%. You're responsible for 20% out of your pocket with no cap. And so that's why you need one of these Medicare supplemental insurance policies, correct?
Yep, it is. So you have two kinds. You have a Med Sup or Medicare supplement, and then you have Medicare Advantage plans. They are two totally separate animals, and they have two totally different plan designs or the way they work. So the biggest distinction between a Medicare Advantage and Medicare Sup is this. The Medicare Advantage plan has a series of copays and has an out-of-pocket max. Typically, it can be $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000. That is not a deductible. It is all of your copays feeding into that out-of-pocket max. The biggest copay you typically have on these plans, as an example, is inpatient hospital. There, you would pay $250 a day, as an example, for the first 5 days. After you pay that $250, everything is covered by the plan. So that's how the Medicare Advantage plans are structured. The other big difference with the Medicare Advantage plans, we'll talk about SUPs in a second, is they have a network. So they have a network, Steve. So yeah. What happens yeah. is that these are county by county plans. They're issued on a county by county basis. So there's a network. So the Blue Medicare Advantage plan, Blue Advantage, has a network. The Humana plan, well, Humana is actually not going to be available in Missouri this year, but the Coventry plan has a network. So you have a network to deal with. You cannot go outside of that network and have coverage as an in-network benefit. So it's important to understand that. So let's switch gears and talk briefly about the supplements, mm-hmm. which are typically Plan F and Plan G.
Yep.
Medicare supplement, which I have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Medicare supplement. I have it because it's good anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And I travel all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, I want to make sure that if I get sick in High Point, North Carolina.
Or in Hawaii.
Or in, yes,
let's
I
hope,
was.
Let's hope you weren't sick over there.
I did not get sick.
Very
there.
Good.
Thank you.
Very
thank
good.
You
for and happy anniversary for, to you, Lori.
You happen to know that. That's interesting. We had a great time. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But that's a good point. If I was in Hawaii and got sick, I can go to any hospital that takes Medicare, and they take my Medicare supplement. So that's really important to understand, because for people that have a home out of state, you have a home in Arizona, you have a home in Florida that you go to in the winter, or California, whatever the case may be, a Medicare Advantage plan is not a good choice for you, because if you get sick there, you're out of network, you can't see doctors, etc. Medicare supplement plans also cost more. So let's say the Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan, I think the one that I have is like $192 a month, all right? That's my choice, all right? And I do that because I want access to that care, and I want it wherever we go. The other difference is the Medicare supplement plans do not have the Part D prescription drug coverage inside the plan.
That's a separate policy.
You have to buy a standalone D, and I have a standalone D on the Coventry side because Coventry has a formulary that works well for me. So back to the Medicare Advantage plans, the Part D is embedded inside the Medicare Advantage plan. So if you have...
It's a two for one.
Correct. If you have... And all of those plans, most of those plans, have a zero premium or low premium policy. So they cost less, but they have restrictions. They have out-of-pocket dollars. They have copays for everything. My Medicare supplement has no copays unless I'm doing foreign travel. Other than that, there are no copays. So there's a big difference there. But I pay a premium of $192 a month because I choose to have that coverage because of my travel schedule.
Right.
So if you want a Medicare Advantage plan, for instance, people that you're working with, Steve, that are in a nursing home.
Yeah.
If you're the parent or whatever, it's your parent, your grandparent, whatever, Medicare Advantage plans work really well because most people in nursing homes don't do a lot of traveling.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to save money and because they're, you know, you're paying for the nursing home, long assisted living facility, whatever it is, those plans make a lot of sense because you can get a zero premium or a $25 or $40 premium plan and you have all the coverage you need. Works really well as opposed to spending the money for a plan F. But plan F for some folks works better like me because of the travel. And Lori and I are in California a lot because that's where our grandkids are. So it's just a practical thing for us to do.
Yeah. And my mom has Part B. She has a Part F. I think it's through Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a couple of examples.
Blue Cross is the best plan in this area as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and
which is why I have it.
Well, and let me just kind of give a little testimony to that. About a few years ago, she had a surgery. She was in KU Med for about three nights. I don't know what the bill was.
But
I mean, it's got to be six figures.
Yeah. And I want to tell you how much she paid.
Tell me.
Zero.
Zero. Not
That's
a
right.
penny. Not
That's
one
exactly
cent.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So fast.
That's exactly right.
So fast forward to about a year. A year ago, right about right now. It was right around a year ago, right now, later this month. And she goes back to KU for another, a different surgery for a long-standing issue that she's had. And she was in that hospital for 8 days. She was in intensive care for about two of those days after the surgery. And we never thought we were going to lose her, but she was not in good shape, right? So she was in there for a long damn time, long time. I don't even know what that bill would be.
How much did you pay this time?
$400,000. I mean, I don't know. And surgeries and ICU and everything else, not one single penny.
It's amazing.
Not
that?
One penny.
Yeah.
Now she complains every month.
Oh yeah, because she has to make the premium.
A $210 check, but she says, I'm getting to the point in my life and my age where I know I'm going to be using some healthcare expenses.
Yeah.
So I'm just proactively paying this so I don't get a $10,000 bill or a $5,000 or whatever it is later on. So plan F is it.
No, plan F is it if you're willing to pay for it and you have the money to pay for it. You know, once again, like Blue Cross Blue Shield's got Blue Medicare Advantage, the Blue Advantage program. It's a great plan. It's got a zero premium. If you don't have the money or you don't have that kind of discretionary income or you're trying to save money or, you know, go back to, yes, there are copays for everything. Outpatient surgery is like $250. So if you have a $16,000 gallbladder surgery, it's going to cost you $250. But you're not going to pay a monthly premium. And for a lot of people with the D inside of it, that works really well. But to your point, for people that, you know, think they're going to use it, they want choice of doctors and hospitals, maybe they travel, whatever. Yeah, Plan F is absolutely wonderful. I was hospitalized in the ER at St. Luke's. This was 2 years ago. They thought I had a major issue. I was in there for the whole day. They ran MRIs, CAT scans. But the bill had to be $60,000 or $70,000, and I paid zero.
Zero. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Reach out to Kerry Hall at Benefits by Design, 913-385-2224. 913-385-2224 or online at AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. And don't forget to tune in to Kerry's program. It is really, really, really a very good program. It's an excellent program. I listen to it all the time. It's at 12 o'clock noon right here in Kansas City on 98.1 FM. So Kerry, you're on the big signal there and it sounds great. And I love your program. So we don't have very much time left in this segment. And then I I want to get into some other extremely interesting information in the last segment, but just touch briefly on what is Medicare Part D and how does it work?
Great question. Medicare Part D is your prescription drug coverage. So it gives you a finite amount of money. Last year, I believe it was $21.50. I think it went up to $31.50 this year, $32. I always get these numbers mixed up, but you have X number of dollars. That's a great question. That under that Part D, that's how much money you have to spend on prescriptions. Then you go into the donut hole, and then you come out of the donut hole. After you come out of the donut hole dollar-wise, then the federal government steps back in again. But the Part D amount of money that you get is the same. Doesn't matter what plan you're on. It's mandated by the federal government. It's X number of dollars. The difference is, what does the formulary that carrier is offering look like? Are my drugs on it? And are they going to be tier one, tier two, tier three, or tier four?
Hmm.
So that's where, again, doing this on your own gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
And so we tell folks, bring your list of drugs. We'll look them up. We'll tell you, hey, under the blue Medicare Advantage, it's covered 100%. You're all generic. It's a done deal. And that's exactly how we do it. And that Part D, it's very important to understand that. Okay, you've got X number of dollars mandated by the federal government, and that's the way that it works.
All right. So did you hear that? For our listeners, did you hear that? That's the level of customer service, and that is what you get when you call Kerry Hall at Benefits by Design, 913-385-2224, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Stay tuned for the fourth segment. You will want to hear this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. All right, so my special guest today and friend, Kerry Hall, President of Benefits by Design and America's Healthcare Advocate. If we're pushing your buttons here and you're like, you know what, we better take a look at that, reach out to Kerry Hall and do not wait. And seriously, don't put this off until December, because guess what everyone else does? They put it off until December, and you've got a few days, and you've got literally hundreds of thousands of people trying to clog in here to make changes, and it may or may not happen. Just take care of this immediately. 913-385-2224. 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, Kerry, let's take a we're gonna put Medicare on the side burner here just for a minute, and let's talk about a significant update to Obamacare, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act, ACA.
No, it's the Unaffordable Care Act.
The Unaffordable Care Act. Well, I know some people who would absolutely agree with that, because they can't afford it, and so they just have to go with the penalties.
Let me tell you what.
This
if
is
you
scary.
Think it was unaffordable before, it's going to be a lot more unaffordable after this year's new rates come out, which, by the way, you might find hard to believe, but this year the government will not post the new rates on the exchange until after the election. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh.
In a plan that has done so much to improve life in the United States of America,
oh my gosh,
they are not going to post those new rates on the government exchange until after the election.
So, Kerry, why would they not do that?
Because this year's increases are going to range anywhere in our little neighborhood right around here from 48% on the new individual health insurance plans up to 29%, depending on whether you're in Kansas or Missouri. That's a little inside baseball about what you can expect. And here's some more news you probably don't know. United, Aetna, and Humana are pulling out of the market. So that leaves us, thank God we have Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Kansas City because they're the only carrier remaining in the market on the exchange and off the exchange. So I'm going to repeat that. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the only carrier in Kansas and Missouri that will be available both on the exchange and off the exchange. Humana, is my understanding, is going to be on the exchange in Missouri, and Coventry will be off exchange in Kansas. I have no idea if they're going to be doing anything in Missouri. Also, there is going to be a new plan. It's a spinoff of United called Medica, and I guess that's going to be available on the exchange in Kansas, at least up to a limited number of enrollees. So it's not a pretty picture, as I told you during the break.
Yeah.
Before we got into Obamacare and the Unaffordable Care Act and ACA, we had 9 carriers in Kansas and 11 in Missouri and about 70 to 76 different plan designs. We're down to 1 carrier in Kansas and Missouri, both on the exchange and off the exchange. And let me tell you something. There are markets out there where there won't be carriers this year. That's how bad this is. This thing is a giant mess. It is imploding. It's falling apart. All the things that they have tried up to this point have not worked. For instance, all of these state-run exchanges, the co-ops that were going to be the big answer. We're going to compete with the insurance companies. There were 24 of those. There are 9 left. All the rest have gone bankrupt. Yep. Of the 9 that are left, there are 3 that are solvent. 6 will be gone by the end of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the government experiment that didn't work.
The experiment of hijacking 1/6 of our entire economy instead of letting the marketplace compete and offer the services. And I agree, some changes needed to happen. But we've had decades under the leadership of both sides, okay, to fix this. It wasn't addressed, then you've got this perfect storm where now we have Obamacare, and the thing is literally failing right in front of our face as we speak.
Yeah, it is. And so now what are we hearing? Well, okay, well, here's what we need to do. Okay, so Trump says we need to be able to sell across state lines. That's a load of hay because carriers like Aetna, United, and Humana sell across state lines. That's not working. Hillary says what we need is the insurance carriers, the profits from the insurance carriers and the public option. There are no profits from the insurance carriers on exchange business. Blue Cross lost of Kansas City $113 million over the last 3 years. Aetna lost $300 million. And United Healthcare lost $600 million on the exchange. So that's why they're pulling out of the marketplace. So neither one of those two equations from either side of the aisle make any sense. The fix is very simple.
How do you fix it?
Real simple, okay? This was designed around the fact that millennials, people under 40, were going to sign up. And all those people, the majority of them, were going to be healthy. Therefore, they'd pay in premiums, and they'd offset all of the chronologically challenged people.
And they wouldn't use much benefit.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd offset all of those of us that are chronologically challenged and have medical issues. Well, guess what happened? Just the opposite. All the chronologically challenged and people who are sick signed up. Okay, and guess who didn't sign up? 17 million millennials did not sign up for health insurance. So we have a complete upside-down situation where more claims are being paid out than premiums are being taken in. And that's why United, Humana, and Aetna have pulled out of the marketplace. Okay, you know, this is interesting to me because, you know, a lot of these carriers were all in on this. Okay, I mean, Mr. Bertolini from Aetna was, we have a moral responsibility, wrote an editorial in the Wall Street Journal about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. 3 months after that, he announced they were pulling out of the marketplace.
Oops.
Because his board of directors said, yeah, oops, we just lost $300 million.
Yeah.
This thing
yeah.
is not sustainable. Okay, and it's got to get fixed. And the way you fix it is you get the millennials back into the marketplace if you're going to keep this model, and you get them to sign up. And they're not going to sign up when the penalty is $695, which is what it was in 2016. Now, it's $960 this year. We'll see if that makes a difference. But when you're looking at that dollar figure versus a premium of $3,000 a year or $2,400 a year, what are they going to do? Well, let's see. I'm 22. I can leap tall buildings at a single bound. I'm faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive, okay?
Yep.
So therefore, I don't need health insurance, so I'll just go pay the penalty. And that is exactly what is happening, and that's why this thing is crashing and burning.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? This didn't solve it. A lot of people, they love the idea because there are no pre-existing conditions.
And that should have been done.
That should have been done a long damn time ago.
Yes, thank
you.
And the carriers are responsible for that. And I'm not an apologist for the insurance industry.
I'm not either.
They should have figured this out and done something to fix it before they created, as you just said, the perfect storm, which allowed this thing to go into place. And I'll tell you one other thing, ladies and gentlemen. Depending on how this election goes, if the Republicans lose the House on the congressional side, and the Democrats win this election both in the White House and in the Senate, and then they lose the House, you will see a single payer system introduced as part of what's going to change in this country. Single payer means the government will take over health care. There will no longer be insurance carriers, and you will not have a choice. In fact, this year, for folks that are on the exchange that don't make a decision, the government's going to make it for them.
That's right, because you're going to be assigned a plan.
Thank you very much.
Good Lord. So folks, this is just a quick a consumer alert for all of the caregivers, for everyone that Medicare does not apply to. So hopefully that helped you out, and that was a consumer alert.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Carrie, thanks so much for being on the program today.
You're most welcome. It's great to be here.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
Like lightning. Yeah, it does. You're right.
All right, reach out to Carrie Hall, 913-385-2224. 913-385-2224. And to everyone listening, I am so honored you spend part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.